News Talk on demand. Interruption-free audio. Where you want it, when you want it.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Jeff Richards. This is Paranormal. You are listening to News Talk 980 CJME and News Talk 650 CKOM. We are here live right now with Patty Negri, who is one of the most sought-after psychics in Los Angeles, if not the world. Celebrity psychic Patty Negri. Her website is Patty Negri, PattyNegri.com. You can visit that. We're here live with her right now. Now, Patty, I have a question. And I want to see if you have any insight into this. I've made my prediction for the 2016 the presidential race coming forward, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. Who takes the big seat in American politics? Who do you see? What do you see happening?
I do believe that we are going to have our first woman president, Hillary Clinton.
I completely agree. Yes.
I do. Against people fighting against it hard and fast, I think we're going to have some twists and turns. I think Trump is going to blow himself up. Not literally, I don't think he's going to blow himself up. But I think he's just going to verbally and action-wise just get to the point people go, okay, this man really can't be president. And people will wise up and see that. So it'll...
Now, at the time of this broadcast, he still is the top contender in the Republican side. Do you see that changing as we get further into 2016?
I do see that changing. Again, I see him doing, whether it's one big statement that he just can't get out of or spin his way out of, or it's a little series of build-up, I see that he takes a slide and anyone with a brain goes, oh, wow, we really can't support him. And I actually think it's tough because the energy is really changing with it. One day I'll be looking into it and go, oh, yeah, it's Jeb Bush. Another day, oh, wait, he doesn't really want to be president, does he? Oh, yeah, but I think it still is kind of that family push through. I'm really thinking at this point, and again, shift happens, that it's going to lead towards Jeb Bush, but I don't think he really wants it.
Mm.
So I think the energy of that will show through.
I agree. I think we see a replay of past election when we have the Clintons versus the Bushes.
In another
epic battle for the top seat in American politics.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really, really interesting time, you know, and even globally with other leaders across the world. Do you see anything with any of the other, major political players, maybe with regards to Russia? What's sort of your feeling there with their level and their place on the political stage?
Yes, I think... that's a little scary. The whole little Russia thing is a little scary. We have to really, really take that seriously. Again, I'm not one to jump in with big fear things that's creating, but they are building up, and I really think that they are like our biggest threat.
Mm. Yeah, an ally, I get the impression it's an ally that sort of has a veil that we haven't quite seen what's on the other side of the veil just yet.
Yes,
you know, there's more that's there. Now, Patty, I do know that you deal a lot with a lot of A-list celebrities and people in the top, you know, parts of fame within Hollywood and within the world. And of course, the Oscars are coming up. You know, just as we enter 2016, we're going to get the Oscar race. And do you have any feelings there with regards to things that are going to be happening with those awards at all? Anything at all?
The sad thing is, they're going to take away my I Live in the Hollywood Hills card. I don't even know what's in the running. I haven't seen a single film.
Oh, and that's
so
fine. You're a busy woman. I understand.
I know. It's really bad. I have a few things about people within the business, but honestly, if you would name the top five films, I haven't seen a single one of them.
Now, given that you deal with a lot of celebrities, can you talk about any of those?
Every day.
Can you talk about any of the predictions that you do see that maybe aren't clients of yours, but people that you see things coming for in the future?
Yes, I see. Again, I'm not one to go divorces and babies and babies and divorces, but I do see I do see a split for Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. I do see, but it's going to be really amicable, and they're going to be really good parents, and they're still going to work together completely.
Now, we mean Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, who did I say?
You said Jennifer Aniston. I said, did I miss a note?
Oh, my goodness. That is wild.
Breaking news, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are back together.
And they're going to get divorced.
And then they get divorced. God. It's a very quick series.
That is so funny. I just got a big... I was actually looking at Jennifer Aniston in my head.
So
I
she came through. So Jennifer Aniston is coming through for you then in some way.
She is.
So what does that mean?
Wow. I see her as happy as a clam, whatever that means. I'm seeing her jolly and joyous and taking into an... kind of going into a new level in who she is. That's really vague, and I know that's not much of a prediction. But I see her like taking a stand. I'm Jennifer Aniston. I'm this cute girl. I see her becoming like this grown up. I don't know. Maybe she's going to take on a cause more than your typical celebrity cause. I think she's going to get very family oriented. I don't know if they have children, adopt children. I see, children's charity. I see her becoming very almost motherly, womanly, nurturing.
Now, can we get back to the Brad and Angelina story, though? Because I think that's the one that we originally started with here. You see them splitting up this year?
I do. I see. Wow. Marriage-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love them. I think they're just the little poster child of cute Hollywood and active. But I think... I think it just feels like something is wrong. It's not connected. They're not connected. But I think that they love each other, and I think they care about and respect each other. But I think that so they can move on to other love life, that they're going to do some kind of a separation or a split.
Okay. Wow. Many people will be sad to hear that right
now. I'm sad to hear that, and I hope I'm wrong.
But Jennifer Aniston really and Brad Pitt back together, so it's all good.
Aniston has Brad Pitt's baby. Let's start a whole thing.
We are speaking right now with Patty Negri. PattyNegri.com is her website. She is a celebrity psychic to the stars, live with us right now from Los Angeles. Patty, thank you so much for the time that you've chosen to spend with us here tonight on Paranormal. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you so much.
And all the best in 2016.
Yes, Happy New Year,
all right,
everyone.
Yes, please take care. Thank you so much. Patty Negri, again, she is the celebrity psychic to the stars. Her website, PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com. She's a fantastic individual. If you need guidance, who better to grab than the most sought-after psychic in Hollywood? My name is Jeff Richards. This is Paranormal, our prediction show. Up next, Linda Dare. What does she have to say about the year 2016? She's been on with us before. I'm excited to touch base with Linda one more time. You're listening to Paranormal only on News Talk 980 CJME and News Talk 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. My name is Jeff Richards. This is Paranormal. You're listening to News Talk 980 CJME and News Talk 650 CKOM. Our next guest is a friend of this program, somebody who's been on a number of times. You know her story from her book, Guided. Her name is Linda Dare, lindadare.com, LINDADEIR.com is her website, and she joins us tonight to share with us her insight into the year 2016. Linda, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff.
Excellent. How are the holidays?
Awesome.
Good. Now, Linda, you gain your insight, your information from a source that I would say is probably a little bit more unique than maybe some of the other sources of the other practitioners on the program. Can you share with us a little bit about exactly how you gain insight into the future? What do you use?
Okay, we use a talking board. I actually created this talking board in 1989. In my first channeling session in December of 1988, they came through and told me that they needed me to create a talking board that would not cause fear and caution. They said they needed me to create this because people would be living more challenging lives and would need something to contact their own spirit guide angels with in their own life. And that's why I created it. Okay, so using the talking board, we have, it's called a two-way communication with my spirit guides, but these guides are sent in as specialists to answer these questions about what's going to happen in 2016, for example.
Okay.
And they're called specialists that are sent in. And they're an intelligent energy, a collective of specialists that comment on anything we happen to ask them about. And actually, Ray and I do this together on the talking board, and we did this session earlier today, and I typed it out just for your program.
Oh, fantastic.
So I have all the predictions lined up for 2016 and ready to go.
So this is new information then. These are things that no one else on the planet has access to
about.
Other than me.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Your program will be the first one to hear this. So I have it all typed out.
Oh, fantastic.
I've got it laid out in front of me, ready to answer.
Okay. So I guess where we'll start then, because if we can get into some specifics, that would be great of what the information is. But let's just start on the sort of the major point. What is the major thing that people need to look for in 2016 from your sources, Linda?
Okay. Well, the first thing that they start out with is they start out with the economy. They always start out with that because that affects everybody every day and keeps them running in circles if they don't know what's going on, you know?
Mm.
Instead of going with the flow, this explains what's going to happen so they don't fight it, all right?
Okay.
So what they came up with first today is they said that many have lost their jobs and will never find another one, not like the jobs that they had before, and that the middle class will continue to struggle and they'll be strangled by high debt. So and then they said that there's going to be a record of bankruptcies in 2016 because of that.
A record of bankruptcies. Now we're
personal
talking
bankruptcy.
We're talking so like when I think of a record being established, I would have thought that would have happened in the year of the crash and the recession and some of the other points that we had that happened earlier, but it's going to even eclipse that in your summation, Linda?
Yeah, in these predictions they told us, I asked them, I got into a little bit more depth on these predictions, and they said these start in 2016 and go through 2019.
Wow.
So there's 16, 17, 18, 19. There's a four-year stretch of a downward decline in the economy and in the stock market, in people's income, in basically in their expectations if they expect things to be like they ever were before. It's not going to go in that direction. So the next thing that they said is they said that student loans are going to become a big problem. These people who got student loans, and they're going to wind up moving back in with their parents, and they're going to be devastated as far as their self-esteem goes and their ability to create a decent life because of the promises they were made by getting a student loan, you know, and going to school.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of disappointment around that. They said the biggest difference in 2016 is that many people are going to finally be in enough pain, and now everything that they're going to be trying to do, including a spiritual connection, they're going to make a spiritual connection because they're going to run out of hope. They're finally going to reach out and reach into what their purpose in life is. Instead of just going out there to make money, to go on their next vacation, to buy their next car, they'll no longer be living these superficial lives. They're going to get real about it.
Now, what's interesting there, Linda, is you know, Patty Negri, whom we just spoke with, she gave a lot of insight into the reconnection of spirit and people not becoming more religious, but more spiritual. Would you tend to agree with that?
Well, what they said to us, and I asked them about that, they said religion's going to also get a boost. But they said that non-religious spiritual ideologies will become even more accepted.
So to me, that says more people becoming more spiritual. You know, when yeah. we have these ideologies that aren't necessarily tied to a book or tied to, you know, some level of teaching, some religion, we have something that's more in the spiritual sense. That's what that says to me. It's fascinating stuff. Linda, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about these predictions for the year 2016. We are here live with Linda Deer. My name is Jeff Richards. This is Paranormal Only on News Talk 980 CJME and News Talk 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the program. This is Jeff Richards. You're listening to News Talk 980 CJME and News Talk 650 CKOM. This is Paranormal, our annual prediction special, giving you a peek, a glimpse at the year 2016, and certainly, as Linda Deer, our guest at this point, tells us, into the year 2019 as well. Linda, you've had an opportunity to consult with some of your spirit guides and gain insight into what's going forward in the world as far as, you know, politically, spiritually, socially, economically. Share with us some more of the insight that the spirit guide, the spirit-connected individuals that you were able to connect with gave you.
Okay, another thing, continuing on with the religion part of it, they said that more people will be judged by their religion, and that because of that, people will be afraid to tell anyone what their religion is in fear of a backlash. So people who are religious-based, and that could even include people who are spiritual, because a lot of people kind of commingle that, and there's going to be some rift around that.
So the rift's coming in reference to people being persecuted for their spiritual beliefs more so.
Right. I mean, they're really seeing it's a religion judgment, a judgment surrounded by religion, but I would think that if you just said you're spiritual, they could commingle that, Jeff.
I see. Okay.
Okay, it's for somebody who's got a radical belief. They
yeah.
could take and put that into one bucket and go crazy with that, right?
Now,
there's going to be some conflict around that. They said that that there will be political pressure to cut back on social programs, and that'll include things like seniors with Social Security and veterans with their benefits and health care. So the government will be spending more money on wars and military while talking about how the country is going broke because of these social programs in America. So there's going to be some problems around that and some fear that grows around that.
What else are they seeing politically? Are they giving any indication as to what the political landscape is looking like in 2016?
Yeah, yep. Well, you know, we have an election coming up in the U.S.
Yes.
And they said that they predicted, when we did predictions a year ago, they said that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president after Obama is out. And they said we still stick by it.
Yeah.
We still see Hillary Clinton. Now, I want people to know that these are not my predictions as far as what I would like to see happen, or this is not something that... you know, that I have a slant toward. This is what the guides see coming through, and this is how I tell it.
Now, so, it's interesting, though, Linda, because your predictions are coming from these spirit guides. Patty Negri, just recently on the show, the last segment prior to speaking with you here tonight, also said Hillary Clinton to win the presidential race in 2016, and myself, my prediction was that Hillary Clinton would as well. So we're basically 3-for-3. Thus far on Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So the scales are not tipping. As far as this program is concerned, in favor of the Republicans, might be too early to call. But Jeff Richards Paranormal is calling Hillary Clinton for the United States presidential race. You've heard it here first. Now, so what else are they showing you, Linda? What else do you have?
Well, here's another thing they're telling people. They're saying people will wake up one day when their banks fail and wonder where their money went.
Hmm.
Now, this includes their savings, their checking accounts, their credit cards and debit cards that won't work, their stock portfolios, their insurance policies, and any type of annuities will disappear just like the paper they were written on.
Wow.
And here's their final words on this. This is when chaos will set in. Without access to credit or their cash, you won't be able to buy food.
That is terrifying. That is a terrifying thought. And you know, in 2012 there was a sort of this global economic crisis. And you know, just a few weeks ago, several newspapers, the Guardian in the UK and several other places, were warning, the Independent was warning of another economic crash that was happening in 2016. So, wow, this is how
they laid it down. And then they said, this will start in 2016 and will take until the end of 2019 to see the ramifications of a crumbling worldwide economy.
So the economy is in shambles for 3 years.
Four
years from the indicators that your spirit guides have given.
It's a slow economic decline, but a painful one.
Unbelievable.
And people think they've already gone through the worst of it.
Yeah.
You know, they think they've already suffered enough, right, Jeff? But it's going to get so much, it's going to keep getting more and more grim until people, you know, I mean, ultimately, let me see what they said here.
Where's the good? Is there a positive beat?
I know. That's what I'm looking for. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wrote it out. Okay, here it is. Matt, here's what they said. I asked them about what's the good news, okay? They said here's what the issue is. Man's inability to love their fellow man will bring down entire countries. Only when mankind decides to become passionate and loving to their fellow man will these dire predictions stop.
Man's inability to love fellow man is going to cause the collapse of entire countries.
Right.
Wow.
This doesn't need to happen, Jeff.
No.
If man could just turn, what will happen when it gets dire enough and people suffer enough? They will begin to come together. They even said here that they'll go back to communal type of lifestyles, and they'll gather together and they'll work together, and it'll be through that healing, that process, that this will solve itself in a global way, because people can only handle so much of this, and then they have to get it right.
The biggest thing I think I see a lot of precursors to what you're saying here, just in terms of how globally different countries have dealt with something like the refugee crisis, Syria and refugees coming in. You know, there's a huge push against refugees in the United States and even in parts of Canada here, and there are certain groups who, you know, really don't want that to happen because of fear of terrorism and things of that nature. And you know, I think a part of me agrees, and I see the precursors of if we just started to take care of people and care about other people, men, humans, more, we could probably avoid a lot of pitfalls. So, Linda,
listen to what they said about Canada. They came through with some predictions.
Okay.
Because it's the Canadian show, right?
Yes,
they
came, no, please.
They said, what's going to be, I asked, what's going to be the newsworthy items in Canada for 2016? And here's what they said. The world will look at Canadians, at Canada, and how they treat refugees. The terrorists will not attack Canadians. The Canadians will be held up as the model for how you treat refugees from anywhere.
I sincerely hope that stands to continue to be true into the coming years, because already, you know, our government has made major strides to bring in and to help as many as possible. But there's always more to be done. So, well, Linda, thank you so much. What's one final word? You know, do you feel hopeful for the 2016 years, or do you feel that we're in sort of a dark spot right now?
I absolutely do, Jeff. I do. And here's everything, you know, as the pressure comes down on people, I mean, we've gotten off track. Humanity has gotten off track for many decades now. And we don't know any different. We only know what we've walked through, lived through, what we've been kind of, you know, lined up for. And what's happening is people are going to start to get it right. They're going to start becoming more spiritual. They're going to start making a connection to their own guidance. This is what it's all about. And they're going to start trusting themselves more.
Linda, thank you so much for the time and certainly for consulting with your guides on behalf of this show. I encourage everyone, please check out Linda's website, lindadeer.com, LINDADEIR.com. Her book, Guided, will give you some insight into exactly where this story is coming from, where her connection with these spirit guides is coming from. It's a very powerful story. But Linda, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being a part of the show again.
Thank you, Jeff.
All the best in 2016.
You too.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back. Just after this, we have Karen Dahlman with some pre-recorded predictions. She sent me an MP3 of some of her predictions, and we'll be live with her in just a moment. Welcome back to the program. This is the year-end prediction episode of Paranormal. My name is Jeff Richards. This is Paranormal. Right now, you're listening to Newstalk 980 CJME and Newstalk 650 CKOM. Thank you so much for joining us here. This is the episode of the program where we give you insight into the future. Now, I know every single week we give you insight into your futures, but what about the globe? What about the world? What about the local economy? What about, you know, sports? What about entertainment? What about everything that's going on globally in 2016? Well, that's what this program's about. We have put together a fantastic group of intuitives. You've already heard from Bro Perkins, Patty Negri, Linda Deer, and now you're about to hear from Karen Dahlman. Now, in the last segment, Linda shared with us the fact that she actually crafted a talking board that basically was given to her, was introduced to her by her spirit guides. Now, anyone who's listened to this program before knows about our connection to Ouija and our connection to talking boards. In fact, we've had this next guest, Karen Dahlman, on the program a number of times, and she shared with us over the last several months her thoughts, her theories, her points of practice using the Ouija board. Now, both Linda and Karen speak to guides. Karen refers to her guide as the moon. Linda speaks to her angel guides using the talking board. And it's interesting because when you look at the information that both of these ladies have put together, the information is very, very interesting on both sides of the spectrum, because Karen with the moon and Linda with her deities, her guides, both see some negative things, but they also see some positive things. You know, there's levels of terrorism, there's levels of connection with aliens. There's basically looking at 2016 as a way to fight for freedoms. And Karen says this in her piece. This is a pre-recorded segment, this section here. This is a tape that Karen sent in to us. Asked her to be on the show. She unfortunately could not make it because of some other obligations. So she's shared with us, she's recorded tonight, her insight into the year 2016. These are coming via the Ouija board, which she has been using to communicate with conscious since 1973. So here now, Karen Dahlman's thoughts on the year ahead.
Good evening and hello. This is Karen Dahlman, and I'm here to share with you the upcoming predictions for the new year 2016. Now, these predictions come from a spirit group of friends of mine, simply called the Moon, and they are a group of light beings of source wisdom, and they come forth to share information from ancient wisdom and knowledge of the ages. Now, they often tell me they are neither psychics nor fortune tellers, yet what they do is they see and they feel and they know vibrations. And this is what they read from, is the vibrations of what is the most prominent in the moment and has the greatest momentum built up, and that is what influences what comes to pass. So I asked them several questions and they provided their answers. And overall, for the year 2016, there is a theme for fight for your freedom. Now, when I asked them what that meant, this is where they started. This is what they said. We want to say that there will be a greater fight for freedom than since the founding of your country in the US of A. 2016 is where it will begin. We see a move away from source by a strong, powerful few, and that vibration will be the cause of the struggle to move to a more unified-looking future. More people believe now than ever in source than don't. This consistent message will begin to unite across many beliefs and raise the vibration of the people of humanity. This struggle will manifest itself through the right to bear arms. This will be an ongoing fight for freedom. Then I asked about alien cosmic disclosure, and this is what they said. What you refer to as aliens, they will stay out of sight during this time of reclaiming your freedom. Then I asked about the presidency in the U.S. of A. They said, no criminal will be president. It will be a man, as that vibration is stronger that way. Then I said, well, who will be the Republican frontrunner? They said the polls are fairly accurate right now. How about the economy? They said, the U.S. of A. will begin to export natural gas and other fuels. This will strengthen the dollar. Okay, then what about the financial institutions? They said, all is stable for now through 2016. And then I asked about the California drought. They said, as long as you believe there is a drought, there is. You are being told that so the powers that can be control your lives and resources, which equates to controlling the money. Okay, well then how about terrorism in the world? And they said, freedom is the target. All else is throwaway. This is what they covet. More people will come together to protect their freedom the best they know and the best they can. As a result, barriers will fade between traditional foe. Okay, what about natural disasters? It will continue to get colder. We see that global warming has been renamed climate change. Because there is no warming. Again, control. This is natural and not man-made. Beware those who attempt to say differently. All right, on the lighter side of things, I asked, how about the Hollywood news for the stars? And they said, there is only the force in Hollywood. Star Wars will be bigger than first believed and continue to grow. And then for fun, I asked, who will be the winner of the Lord Stanley's Cup? And they said, the U.S. of A. again, of course. And so, for a final closing message for all, this is what they said. This moment is more important than 1,000 tomorrows. Live 2016 within a continuous string of moments. Freedom to all. Thank you all for having me. May your 2016 be the best year yet.
Wow, unbelievable. You know, when you look at something as simple as, you know, not a lot of Hollywood information coming through, and that's a big one we always like to talk about, but Star Wars being bigger than we originally thought. The biggest thing, though, is in terms of the struggle for having a more unified future, the fight for freedom. Looking at 2016 as being the time to fight for the freedom of our country. And when she speaks about our country, she speaks about, of course, the United States of America. Absolutely incredible. This is Jeff Richards. We right now are live here in studio on News Talk 980 CJME and News Talk 650 CKOM.